This week, I had the great honor of interviewing Tim Gallagher, author of the just-released book, The Grail Bird, Hot on the Trail of the Ivory-billed Woodpecker. Last month, when news that at least one ivory-billed woodpecker had been seen and verified by several authoritative observers last winter and spring in Arkansas, my heart started beating a little faster and more happily, and the world seems a little brighter and richer. Tim Gallagher had been researching the history of ivory-billed woodpecker sightings and interviewed many of the people who had seen them in the past, and he himself was one of the people who actually saw the bird last year. First, I asked him what it was like seeing a bird most people had long given up for dead. Tell us about your sighting of the bird.
Oh, boy, that was such an exciting moment. We'd gone down there to check out a sighting made by Gene Sparling, a kayaker in Arkansas. He described this bird so well, and he'd only seen it 6 days before when I interviewed him. I told Bobby about him, and he interviewed him too, and we compared notes, and we were really convinced that he'd seen a bird, and we wanted to go down there immediately. So, you know, 5 or 6 days later, we were in the swamp with Gene. We were going to float the length of the bayou and camp out on the way, and, you know, we'd spent one night out, and the second day, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Gene had gone up ahead to look for a dry spot to have lunch, because Bobby was starving, this ivory-bill just flew right in front of our canoe, less than 70 feet away, and good light just flew right across the slough in front of us. And, I dropped my paddle, almost fell out of the canoe. And we both yelled, "Ivory-bill," at the same instant, just as the bird was swooping up to land on a tree, too. And it spooked it for a second, and it went into the woods. And I think it landed on a couple of other trees, because we'd lose sight of it for a few seconds and then see it again. And we paddled immediately to the side and jumped out into knee-deep mud, and we were scrambling over broken branches and fallen logs and trying to keep up with this bird and get a picture of it. When we finally stopped, Bobby just broke down and was sobbing, "I saw an ivory-bill, I saw an ivory-bill." And it was such a powerful moment. I've never experienced anything quite like that.
Tim, tell me about... You're at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, and from the moment I started birding, I always associated the ivory-billed woodpecker with the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, even though the lab is in Ithaca, New York, which is pretty far away from where ivory-billed woodpeckers are seen.
Yeah, we have a long-time relationship with this bird. In fact, Arthur Allen, who founded the Lab of Ornithology, back in 1924, he found a nesting pair in Florida. And at the time, he said that was the proudest moment of his life. He'd done the impossible. He'd found an ivory-billed woodpecker. Of course, those ones, that got in the newspaper, and a couple of local taxidermists came out and shot both birds. So then later in 1935, when they went to the Singer Tract in Louisiana, they were very quiet about where they were and everything.
The recordings that people are hearing during this radio program are from the Cornell Lab and from that expedition.
Yeah, that was the first time that the birds had ever been captured on film and sound. And in fact, sound recording was very primitive at that time. You know, they used the movie tone system, which the sound was changed to impulses of light, which were recorded on film, and then later it had to be turned back from light impulses on film into sound. It's amazing how good they sound considering that.
Yeah, I once interviewed Greg Budney, who talked about that expedition and the, you know, all the weight they had to bring. It was pretty amazing. And then they didn't know if it turned out until they got it back, had to have the film developed.
And That's right. And it was a long expedition. I mean, they didn't just go to the Singer Tract. They started in Florida, and then they went out all the way out west and, you know, photographing prairie falcons and in the West and things like that.
And had to rent a movie projector or actually in a theater to make sure it turned out. And how committed is Cornell to staying with this project and keeping their place in ivory-billed woodpecker history?
They're completely committed. You know, this is like as far as the eye can see. We're going to be working with this bird, and not just there, but we're going to be looking in other places. We're very eager.
Tim and I talked about the history of people and the woodpecker, which you'll hear next time. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.